Hey everyone, welcome to Poetry Pod. This is podcast 36 on the poem An Irish Airman Foresees His Death, written by W.B. Yeats. The first heading on your worksheet is subject matter. An Irish Airman Foresees His Death is a poem about Major Robert Gregory, whose mother, Lady Gregory, lived at Cool Park and was a close friend and patron of the poet W.B. Yeats. On this occasion, the speaker in the poem is not Yeats, but an Irish airman, most likely Robert Gregory, who tells us that he is fated to meet his death among the clouds above as a fighter pilot during World War I. The pilot tells us that he is not fighting out of a sense of duty to Britain, nor out of any particular hatred for his foes, the German armed forces. He is not fighting to become a hero, nor is he fighting in the belief that his efforts will bring meaningful change to his local community. What motivates the airman to enlist as a fighter pilot is the sheer delight and excitement of aerial combat. It gives him a sense of purpose and meaning. It brings excitement and passion to his life, which otherwise seems pointless. Next, we look at theme. Some themes that emerge in the poem are that of bravery and heroism, while other issues that emerge include the lure of thrill-seeking, the acceptance of debt, and the importance of decision-making. Gregory is not risking his life for any particular cause or for any particular people or nation. He has decided that the possibility of making the ultimate sacrifice in the tumult in the clouds is a price he is prepared to pay in exchange for the excitement, the sheer thrill and delight of being a fighter pilot. Other related themes you could explore are those of war and debt. When you have chosen one key theme, briefly explain in your worksheet your understanding of what the poem says about this theme. We move on now to quote 3. Select any 3 quotes from the poem that you think are interesting and which tell you something about the airman and what motivates him to be a fighter pilot. Try to source a quote which suggests that he is not interested in the glory of war, and perhaps a second quote to illustrate that he believes his efforts will not make much of a difference to people's lives. Your third quote might show what is actually driving the young pilot to enlist and his acceptance of the risks that come with being a fighter pilot. The next heading is imagery. In the poem, Yeats decided not to focus on the horrors of war. This is not a poem which poets such as Siegfried Sassoon, who wrote Base Details, or Wilfred Owen, who wrote Dulce et Decorum Est, would have written. Instead, Yeats focuses on the airman's reasons for choosing to go to war, even though he expects that his decision will ultimately result in his death. In contrast to the perspective of war poets such as Sassoon or Owen, Yeats is more romantic in his views on war. For example, he uses a more romantic phrase, tumult in the clouds, to refer to the intensity and ferocity of aerial battle. Interestingly, the airman cites the excitement of battle as a justification for risking his life. Yet, Yeats is careful to exclude any images of fighter pilots whom the airman will inevitably kill in battle before meeting his own death. The next heading is language. The language in the poem is simple and accessible. Here, Gregory makes a number of statements using plain language to say why he has not enlisted in the war effort. For example, he says, "Those that I fight, I do not hate." However, he then uses more poetic language to describe his motivation. A lonely impulse of delight has driven him to the tumult in the clouds. The clear language reflects the clarity of his thinking, showing how the airman has balanced all, brought all to mind, before making an informed decision to follow his lonely impulse of delight. We turn next to form. The poem is an example of a persona poem, which is a poem where the poet, in this case W.B. Yeats, uses the voice of another person or speaker to explore a particular subject. From the poem's title, we understand that the speaker of the poem is an Irish airman, but most likely Major Robert Gregory, who lived near Kiltartan Cross in Coole, County Galway. In his monologue, Gregory tells us that he has considered many different reasons why someone might join the armed forces, but his personal decision comes down to the thrill of combat, which gives him purpose and makes him feel alive. Yeats uses repetition in the poem to give us a sense of the young pilot balancing up the pros and cons of being a fighter pilot. For example, nor law nor duty bade me fight, nor public men nor cheering crowds, in lines 9 to 10. And again, evidence of Gregory balancing out his thoughts can be seen in lines 14 and 15. The years to come seemed waste of breath, a waste of breath the years behind. Where Yeats uses repetition, specifically at the start of lines, this technique is called anaphora. For example, the phrase, "Those that I," is repeated in lines 3 and 4. You can read more about Yeats's use of repetition in the Zoom In Quick Reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. We move on now to sound. The rhyme scheme in the poem is regular. Look at the first four lines. You'll see that fate in line 1 rhymes with hate in line 3, while above in line 2 rhymes with love in line 4. This gives the rhyme pattern AB, AB in the first four lines. If you check the next four lines, can you see a similar rhyme pattern? The regular pattern, which creates four quatrains in the poem, gives a sense of balance, which of course is an important feature in the poem. There is also a sense of inevitability about the pattern once it establishes itself, and this may underline the idea of fate, Gregory's belief that his death among the clouds is inevitable. The next heading is tone and mood. The tone is one of certainty. Gregory seems completely clear as to why he is tempting fate in enlisting as a fighter pilot in the First World War. It seems that he has carefully balanced the pros and cons and decided that his life up to now has been in some ways a waste of breath. He is convinced that in order to really feel he is living, that he is alive, he has to embrace the joy, the thrill and delight of being a fighter pilot. The poem's mood emerges from your own thoughts, feelings and engagement in studying the poem. Do you feel sad for the airman that he felt he had to take enormous risks in order to feel alive? Can you feel an air of depression in the poem? Or do you feel the excitement in his voice at the thought of enjoying the thrill and exhilaration of aerial combat? Do you think Gregory comes across as a hero in the poem? You can read more about the poem's mood in the Technique Keynotes Revision card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. Finally, we come to personal response. What is your overall response to "An Irish Airman Foresees His Death"? Is the word "foresees" significant in the title and in the poem? Do you think Gregory's attitude and actions are heroic, or is he misguided, selfish or foolish? The fact that Gregory had a premonition of his own death, should this have dissuaded him from fighting? Overall, do you think the airman's decision was a rash one or a carefully considered one? Does that make it easier or harder for you to understand his decision? Think about some of the prompts above, then write your own concise personal response on the poem into your worksheet.